This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joining me to react, Fox News contributor Joe Concha. Joe, I think we've all gotten used to covering Joe Biden over his career and being used to some of these tall tales and big fish stories and the like. But it only seems to have gotten worse in this first year, and yet nobody seems to really question it. They just act as if it's not going on around us.
Yeah, Ben, it's the Brian Williams presidency at this point, right? It's not just that President Biden is a serial liar. He does it in the spirit of the former NBC News nightly anchor. He lies for no apparent reason. It's not like, you know, he's in some sort of tough interview and then he grabs for something. I mean, what compels a president, like he did a couple weeks ago, to say that he consulted with Golda Meir, right? He said that he consulted her during the Six-Day War in 1967. While he was a law student. What compels Joe Biden to say that he was arrested in South Africa trying to see Nelson Mandela? That never happened. And the answer is, I guess, to your point, he feels he can always get away with it because he knows there won't be any true consequences. I mean, he eventually became president after all. And that's despite, remember, his first run for president, going for the White House, he had to drop out due to plagiarism, stealing somebody else's work as his own. So, look, if Biden ran on being the second coming of George Washington, in terms of trust, he's as trusted as Jussie Smollett at this point. There's a new CNN poll out, and it finds that two-thirds, Ben, of the American people do not trust this president. Three in four independents, 75%, do not trust him. That's a big deal for a guy who basically said, trust me, I'm not Donald Trump. Well, no one trusts you either, pal.
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor, not that that's what gives him credibility, but he's spouting the truth about Joe Biden. Nobody trusts Joe Biden. Pathological liar. And I remind people, the Democrats, the party of the downtrodden, the party of special interests, passed over four black people, three women, an Asian, a Hispanic, a gay dude, all for the sake of putting in a demented, rich, white, leftist clown. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, I should say, welcome. Top of the hour. Glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I started out this show today talking about it's a bad year for the Democrats. A bad year. 2022 will be the worst year that the Democrats suffer in the history of the party. I believe that. That coming on the heels of 2021, which is one of the worst years that the Democrats ever had, even though they got everything they wanted. I want you to understand the craziness of this. The Democrats got everything they wanted. Well, not quite. I'm saying they got Trump out and they got a candidate in. They didn't care who the placeholder was. It just turned out they went to mama's milk. The rich old white guy is mama's milk. And they thought they placated their red meat base by saying, hey, let's put a black chick in as his number two and that'll keep everybody happy. Has it? How's that working out for him? I want you to understand the level of desperation you have to be feeling right now if you're a Democrat going into the midterms. And here's the bad news. Typically, 9-10 months away, man, that's a lifetime. Nobody's even cares. It's like, oh, we got plenty of time to recover. The economy will kick back in. Corona won't be talked about anymore. Trump will be, you know, so not even in the lexicon. Nobody will even be discussing Donald Trump. We'll have these right-wing zealots in their place. We'll beat up the religious right. We'll beat up the gun-toters. We'll have it all ready to go. They've tried to implement all that. And it ain't working, man. Everybody still knows you can't trust the media. Everybody still knows Joe Biden is an idiot who never should have been elected. He's not even running the country. Anybody who would put their crackhead son in charge of the family's ability to make money is probably a questionable decision to begin with. Now, to Hunter's credit, he's managed to survive. But see, the Biden family is like the Cuomos. And you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? The Biden family are like the Cuomos. By the way, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. How are the Biden family like the Cuomos? Or how is it? I'll tell you. At any point, when the left elitists decide they want to destroy them, they can do it. Joe Biden is as precarious a leader as they could put him in jail anytime they want. They could impeach him. They could have that dude's, you know, in a ringer in a New York second. And Joe Biden and everybody in the Democratic Party knows it. All they got to do is release some dirt on Hunter. The dirt's out there. It's as prevalent as Hillary Clinton's server in her bathroom basement. You know what I was going to say. It's out there. Whenever they want to destroy. Cuomo was running along. Well, you know, I'm the love gov. And, you know, I'm pretty much an untouchable. You know, they tried to get me. Blah, 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 blah. And somebody said, okay, I've had enough of him. I don't know who it was. I'm not part of that, you know, elitist group that decides who the winners are and who the losers are. But I'll tell you this, somebody is, and somebody pushed the button, and that's all it took to take down the love gov, a very powerful figure in American politics. You feeling me? It's all it took. Joe Biden runs that risk every single day. I want you to understand the leader of the free world, the guy who has his finger on the nuclear trigger, is controlled by sources that we don't even know. Oh, Kevin, you're sounding rather conspiratorial, black man. I may be sounding conspiratorial, but I bet you believe me. I bet you believe me. I bet you're going, you know what, Kevin? I mean, it does sound rather, you know, when you say it out loud. Yeah, well, I'm the one that's going to say it out loud. Because it is what it is. And this is the danger we live every day. But it's going to be a good year. He's the rapper turned actor. Ice Cube. Today was a good day. The year was a good year. It's going to be a good year for us. We're going to be smiling and profiling. Because we got it right. Lots to talk about this hour, folks. Glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
People want to feel safe. And they want to feel safe in all aspects of their lives. Not just safety, like going out on the street and all that. That's number one. But they also want to feel safe to choose a career. Safe to try things out. Think of it as an entrepreneur. You want to be able to say, yeah, I did something and I failed. Have you watched this series, just out of curiosity, The Food That Built America? It's amazing. You know what I found out? I found out how many people were abject failures before they became amazingly successful. You should make your kids watch this series. It would stop the suicide rate tremendously. to watch some guy struggle. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup guy. Reese? You should hear his story. In the kitchen, formula after formula after formula, almost losing his company. Who was the other one? I think it was a chocolate. No, Campbell's Soup. Campbell's Soup. Oh, my gosh. What a story. Almost went bankrupt. His nephew comes back from MIT and Columbia and reformulates something. He was a chemist and revolutionizes the industry just as they were about to fail. And what happened? They became wildly successful. Oh, my gosh. I hope you guys get a chance to see it. So those people wouldn't even exist in today's environment. How many things do we say often? If this had been 40, 50 years ago, you couldn't do it. If this had been 100 years ago, you couldn't do it. It happens all the time. Because the world's flipped. Now, progressives will tell you we've gotten so much better. But I would argue, and I'm welcome to argue that I welcome any progressive that wants to argue, and I will show you that they are in no way progressive, but instead brain-dead morons of the highest order. Please give me a call. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Record attacks on police, folks. Record high in 2021. Study by the National Law Enforcement Advocacy Agency Group called the National Fraternal Order of Police. In 2021, 346 officers were shot while performing their duties. A 10% increase from 2020 and an 18% increase from 2019. So in other words, it's continuing to rise. And these are the attacks, only the ones where they use firearms. That's the only thing they used. They did. They didn't talk about people trying to run over cops with cars or attacking them with hammers or knives or anything else. All those things happen, by the way. Let me say this. I don't know how many of those officers who got shot were killed, but I will make you a bet that a bunch of them did. And I'm going to make you another bet that you're not going to see leftist politicians lamenting it, even the ones who are now asking for the police to come back. Please come back, please. Lori Lightfoot begging cops. Oh, I don't know if you saw it. Chicago is now begging for new detectives. Why? They got too many murders unsolved. Remember when Lightfoot was bragging? Well, our murder solve rate is like 18%. She said it with a straight face. Yeah, so 82% of the murders that go unsolved. Our murder solve rate is 18%. That's pretty good. Look at all bug out like a Pekingese. You better go fix. Really? Wow. FBI figures through late November 2021 indicate that a total of 67 police officer deaths. Uh-oh, I lost it. Characterized as felonious in 2021. 55 involved firearms, 6 involved vehicles, 4 involved personal weapons, 2 involved knives or cutting instruments. So do you feel safer? I gave you statistics over how many people got killed on Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. And here's the interesting thing. It didn't stop. I remember on the day they tried to do a day where nobody got killed in Chicago. Didn't happen. Doesn't happen. Somebody's killed every day. I'm talking about not dies or accidentally or whatever. That's a whole other thing. I'm talking about violent crime. So, again, FBI figures November 2021, 67 officers' deaths. Felonious deaths, 2021. So there were 67, 55 when I gave you the numbers. No celebrations of life. Maybe with the women's police organizations, which we work with a lot of them, And, oh, you know, I was talking to my fundraising team, and they were like, well, Kevin, you know, we're not hitting the numbers. And I said, I know. And I said, you would think with all the work that we've done as a group to defend the police, to the point of making a movie and keeping it going on my nickel all around the country, literally beg, borrowing, and not quite stealing to get this movie shown. Why? Because we want the morale of police to go up. And my team says, we can't get recurring donations. I'm shocked at this. I'm truly shocked. People can't give $5, $10 and say, Kevin, earmark this for that project. I want to make sure this film is shown all over the place. Now, we're going out there. We're doing it. We're hustling. Per capita, pound for pound, we are one of the, if not the top, among the top three in the country, pound for pound. We take on all kinds of lunatic leftist nonsense. And we have taken on defund the police, and we have defend the police going like gangbusters. We got two big events coming up, one in Naples, one in El Paso. The one in Naples is going to be a blue carpet event, star-studded. We're going to have, what's his name, Superman. I forget his name, but we're going to have Chachi. We're going to have some NFL players that happen to be for defending the police, not the Kaepernick types. It's going to be a blue star event in Naples, Florida. I hope, you know, some of you can make it. But we're staying at it. We're not going to quit. And see, because we do it, we stay at it. That is one of the places where I can tell you, folks, we've made a dent. I'm going to be speaking with the guy that runs all the sheriffs in the country, and hopefully show our film at the International Association of Police Chiefs or sheriffs. I can't remember which one, but we're speaking with him, and they're thankful. The police that see our film, that know the efforts our team is putting in, they love it. And by the way, many of you have donated, you know, once or twice. You know, you watched the film or you did something. We appreciate it. But if you can truly find an extra couple of bucks and say, Kevin, we want this to be recurring, that'll help tremendously. You want to be safe, man. We got to do it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. On Wednesday, 643,660 new coronavirus cases were confirmed in the United States. 1,986 people died from the virus. This, as many people are still having issues finding tests across the country. This pharmacy worker telling CBS News she can barely keep them stocked on the shelf.
We ended up selling through 600 within the business day.
This, as Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says, kids in his state are in school and will remain in classrooms. The Republicans saying his administration won't let a union create a situation like the one ongoing in Chicago. Ducey arguing kids need to be in the classroom.
We need to get our kids caught up. We need to keep them back in the classroom, and we need to support these families.
USA Radio News. The president spoke on the anniversary of the riots at the U.S. Capitol on Thursday.
President Biden addresses the nation Thursday morning.
The big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day, November 3rd, 2020. Think about that. Is that what you thought? Is that what you thought when you voted that day, taking part in an insurrection? Is that what you thought you were doing? Or did you think you were carrying out your highest duty as a citizen and voting?
It should be noted, of the roughly 700 people charged with the riots on January 6, none of them have been charged with insurrection. Also, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger revealed Tuesday there is an active investigation into credible ballot harvesting allegations in the Peach State. New evidence brought forward by the organization True the Vote submitted the evidence on November 30th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, guys, some news today. The CDC said that after you've gotten your second dose of Pfizer, you can get the booster 5 months later instead of six. Honestly, right now, the CDC slogan should just be, "We have no idea." Seriously, at this point, you're better off waiting a month to hear what the groundhog has to say. But... And then to make things even more confusing, the CDC now recommends getting the third shot before the second one. Yeah, they made the change after conducting multiple studies, analyzing the data, and spinning the giant booster shot wait time wheel in the break room. Okay. It seems like the CDC is constantly changing the guidelines. Today they said, well, we know how long you should wait, but why don't you tell us first? No, I was going to say 5 months too.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So there's a story circulating. You guys, I tried to find it. I saw it. And it says, I think it's Pfizer or one of them, says, now they're beginning to show results after the fourth booster. It's finally getting to the point where it'll pump up your immune system. So it isn't one booster. It's not two. It's not three. You got to get to the magic four. Jimmy Fallon making fun of the CDC. Finally. Finally, folks. See, that's a big sign. Now, the question is, are you going to take the baton and carry it and continue to let these pro-vaxxers, these pro-death poke clowns, like Howard Stern, that says you're an effing moron if you don't get a shot that you don't need? Glad you guys are here in the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Have you heard the news, by the way? I just want to explain how crazy things are. Here's the news. They're now saying the Omicron variant, if you get it, can save your life because it's a much milder. It is the chicken pox to the smallpox of the Delta variant. But at the same time, you need to get vaccinated so that you don't get any of this stuff. One of my buddies, we were with him over the holidays, and he has a cold. He goes, we said, hey, we're going to swing by and visit with you. We're in town. He goes, well, man, you know, I'm feeling a lot better today. He goes, yeah. He goes, but I will tell you, I'm feeling sick. I said, we're coming over anyway. And he goes, okay. So I come over and he wants to fist bump me. I give him a hug. I'm like, I'm not afraid of Omicron. I go, what are your symptoms? He goes, well, I got a little runny nose, a little stuffy. I went, so you got a cold. And he starts laughing because he hadn't really thought about just, you just have a cold, man. When did we all of a sudden, everything is the woo flu? It's not. It's a cold or a flu. Remember the meme from LeBron James where the three Spider-Mans are looking at each other and it's the woo flu, the flu and the cold, and they're like, wait a minute, which are you? It's very fitting. I swear, people cough now, you look. They sniffle, they sound stuffed up, you're, they got a cold or a flu. And you should be just as weary of it as if you don't want to catch the cold or a flu, because I don't. But I'm not afraid of it. Omicron. Woo! And now we learn, and it was funny because Rick says to me, he goes, well, if I do have Omicron, I said, you mean the cold? And he starts laughing again. He goes, yeah. He goes, I'm better off not, I probably won't get the other. And I was like, okay, great. So you're believing the hype. I don't know whether that's true or it isn't. But I'll tell you this, if the CDC said it, I go back to what Jimmy Fallon said. Why do you believe them? Why don't you just say, we don't know? Here it is from the Greek Reporter. This was on December the 29th. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus appears to grant protection against the Delta strain and may replace it, according to a new study out of South Africa, where the variant was first reported. The immunity created in the bodies of those who contract the Omicron strain confers more than four times more protection against the Delta variant than having no protection whatsoever. The team who undertook the study stated that Omicron could displace Delta because of this ability. Or it could not. I don't know. I'm not being a naysayer. I'm just saying I hope it does, because Omicron's it's mild. You get it, you recover, and if it protects you against something else, a la chicken pox to smallpox, congratulations, even though it isn't even close to chicken pox to smallpox, because smallpox will kill you. The Delta variant or whatever might make you lose your sense of smell. Unless you're 92, then it might kill you. Man, people get so worked up. And the thing about it is, they get very sensitive to it. Well, Kevin, I was thinking about getting a shot. Okay, fine. So you're a scaredy cat. Get the shot. But don't be mad at me for going, well, I'm looking at the numbers here, and it's not killing any more than the people who had the flu. And every time I do a study, a story, or we come on the radio, we find out there's more nonsense that the CDC said. Well, it's going to go down from 5 days to 3 days. 3 days to 1 day. And eventually there'll be nobody quarantining over this silliness. And if we're smart, we will then put in Congress people, legislators, who will never allow this BS to happen again. Here's another story that might interest you. While there could be some truth to these statements, meaning that Omicron could protect against Delta and other strains, infectious disease experts caution that for a variety of reasons, it remains a really bad idea to simply throw up your hands and stop taking precautions. Masks are still a good practice. Avoid crowded, poorly ventilated spaces, and above all, get vaccinated and boosted. Because as we've learned, vaccinations don't work. Dirty little secrets, huh? These people don't want to reveal anything to you because it scares the devil out of them. You knowing the truth is scary to them because they lose money, and I could go on. So here's another one. I wanted to find out if you're testing people for Omicron, and you're saying, well, if you get Omicron, the tests we show that it helps you against Delta. What tests have been done for people who got the regular Wu flu, like myself? What tests have been done to say, Kevin, you got the Wu flu, the likelihood of you getting Delta is small. The likelihood of you getting, let's go back, Alpha, Beta, Delta, Lambda, Mu, or Omicron, G, is what percentage? Nobody's talking. Nobody's saying anything. So I did find this story from March 21st of last year. Researchers analyzed data from Denmark's national COVID-19 testing program, which has offered free PCR testing to roughly 4 million people living in the country. Overall, they found that a very small percentage of the population, 0.65%, experienced reinfection. 0.65%. For those 65 and under, getting the coronavirus once provided roughly 80% protection against reinfection. But for the 65 and older, it provided only about 47% against getting COVID-19 again. But I want you to understand, if you're under 65, you have an 80% chance of never getting it again, according to this initial study. Now, that was March of 21. Now, November 21, according to the CDC, reinfections have been reported but remain rare. How rare, the agency says, is a matter of ongoing research. A British study of 25,661 people, blah, 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 found that those who had survived a case of Wu flu to COVID-19 had an 84% reduced risk of reinfection 7 months later. Now, I played the clip of Jimmy Fallon. And when does he say you need a booster? Was it 5 months? Or is it 6 months? It's whatever it is. And let me tell you, whatever it is today, it's going to go down. It'll be 4 months, then 3 months. Get your booster every quarter. Or it'll be get it every month. Or it'll be take this pill every day. But you know what your risk is if you've had the disease and you're just living life? It's reduced 84%, which I believe is probably higher. They said another study from October that looked at the likelihood of reinfection from other kinds of coronavirus estimated that a person who had COVID-19 could expect to be reinfected within 3 months to 5 years, with a median being 16 months, provided they're not vaccinated. Yeah, because if you get vaccinated, it's going to be 3 months, 4 months. It won't be 16 months. And oh, by the way, they have not one iota of data to tell you that. How do they know that you could expect to be reinfected up to 5 years? How do they know? Who could they possibly have studied?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So, I want to cover some headlines. There's some spectacular headlines today. Wow. I mean, they've been, these are probably over a week. But just getting to it today, we got to do a headline segment. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Kevin Jackson Network. Go to the website if you're new to the program. Get your free T-shirt, Extreme Makeover, Extreme Takeover White House Edition, and wear it proudly and send us a picture. We'd love to get your picture. Anyway, get this one. Woman forced to quarantine with Tinder date after both contract COVID. This is in the New York Post. I'm sure it was everywhere else. And here's what they write. This redefined lockdown mandate. And they did man-date, you know, play on words. It's no secret that COVID lockdown has made people feel more isolated. However, one Australian singleton bucked the trend after opting to quarantine alongside her Tinder date after both contracted COVID-19. The heartsick gal recently documented the lockdown love story in a series of TikTok videos with millions of views. So how'd you guys meet? Reads the caption on the initial video, which was posted by Sarah Henley. They give all her information. The clip, which has amassed more than 13 million views, depicts Henley's positive COVID test and the news that she and her unnamed Tinder date have to isolate together. Publicity stunt. Yeah. It got my attention. But it's a publicity stunt. These people these are reality show folks, man. They want their day in the sun, folks. This is why the people that are mask gestapos and vax gestapos, this is their time to shine, man. They're looking for a way to do it. Social media has created this feeding frenzy of this. And it's adapt or die. We stink at it. And I got lots of stuff going on. I could have been on the plane doing stuff. I went sledding on my son's birthday, and I told you guys I found Sasquatch and the Abominable Snowman. I mean, all kinds of cool things I could have relayed. But I'm not social media savvy. I'm old school. Anyway, that was a story. It was a headline. Let's move on to another one. Here's one that interests me. Cher, you know who she is, right? Half breed, that's all I ever heard. Half breed, how I love to hate the word. You know, Sonny's a muse of Sonny and Cher days. If you're old enough, you'll remember what I'm talking about. Anyway, she's 75. I did not know Cher was 75. Not because she doesn't look 75, but because I don't really care. Anyway, here's the title. The headline, Cher, 75, says she refuses to let her hair go gray. In quotes, I'm just not doing it. I don't know why that makes me, it tickles me. Like she's hiding it from somebody. Hey, you know what? I don't care how sexy Cher was back in the day, if you think she was, and she probably was. I remember when she had a tooth that overlapped and she got it pulled. Because it was like on top of the other teeth. Anyway, she got it pulled, and I never liked her singing. Oh, hey, ho, ha, ha, ha. I just have never liked her guttural singing. I don't know what the draw is to Cher, but she's an attractive woman. I'll give her that. But anyway, I never saw the big deal, but whatever. People did it, Sonny and Cher. They had a show. I used to watch it, but it was because it was the only thing on TV. Let me put it to you this way. If Sonny and Cher had a variety show today, you wouldn't even know who she is. People would be looking at Kim Kardashian, which we'll get to them in just a second. But she's 75, doesn't want to let her hair go gray. She thinks she can hold on, with a death grip to youth. And you ever watch, like, Ninja Warrior? No matter how good you are, no matter how much rock climbing you do, gravity is a mofo. Gravity says, I'm coming after them breasts, which hers aren't that, big, so she fought gravity there. But it's coming after your breasts and your booty and your jowls and your neckline. You know what I mean? Gravity says, I don't care who you are. I'm coming to get mine. It is. Gravity's getting us all, including me. But we dudes, we can take it. That's what I got to tell you. I love being a guy because for that reason. We can, if stuff falls, we're like, hey, no problem. All right, what else we got? Venmo, you're going to love this. Venmo, PayPal, Cash App will now have to report transactions over $600 to the IRS. So I don't know who owns all those. I know PayPal, I think, is now Chinese owned. But if it's a popular app, and certainly leftist owned, which most of these are, they're willingly giving your data over. Why does the IRS need to know that I did a transaction for $200? You know why it is? I'm going to tell you why I think it is. We use PayPal, and it's part of our business, And it's, we incorporate it into our books. I don't keep anything off the books. No, sir. I figure these guys are going to give me a alien anal probe one day, and I'm going to be on the up and up. And I don't have a wall safe where I keep a second set of books. It is what it is. One of my buddies long ago said, Kev, if you make a lot of money, just pay your taxes. Pay it. Get it out of the way. He goes, just be happy you're fortunate enough to have the skill set to do it. And that's kind of where I'm at. But anyway, yeah, $600 or more. But here's why they're doing it. Because a lot of people do it. You know, people will go, yeah, I just did this little thing for you. You go, how do you want me to pay you? Oh, just send me a Venmo. So you have $250 out of your account. Boom, Venmo, it's done. And the deal, you know, transaction over, no harm, no foul. Anyway, over $600. $600 or over. So 601, you got to let people know. I anticipate there'll be a lot of transactions for $5.99, right? It's like that in the bank. At the bank, if you take more, if you take $10,000 cash, it alerts the IRS. It does. All right, what else we got? Oh, here's one. Speaking of the Kardashians, right? Because we were talking about them a second ago. Tristan Thompson, who I guess, I don't know who Tristan Thompson is, but I guess he is a basketball player or something like that. He declared his love for Khloe Kardashian on social media just before he cheated on her and conceived a secret love child. I just thought, wow, that dude's got a pair. And look, I'm not moralizing about it, but I will say this. The Kardashians, really? To be sort of this iconic, oh, every girl that, you know, the woman wants to be, and every girl that a guy wants, they seem to struggle with dudes. Is it me, or am I being too critical? I mean, Kim, I call her, she's faked up beauty. If you were to strip Kim down to the bare necessities, like birthday suit, surgery. I was thinking surgery and suction. Almost said a terrible word. I don't know what I was thinking. No suction. Anyway, if you break her down to the bare essentials, she's not overly attractive. The older sister is very ordinary, and Khloe has gone after the younger one. She's gone after Kim and doing the same thing. These people are makeup artists pretty. And I think guys get enthralled. Tristan Thompson, and before that, she had another guy who was messing around with girls, with other girls, and he was caught in a brothel in Vegas and actually called from there to declare, profess his love. I mean, what is the deal? Look, here's what I would say to young girls. Don't emulate this life. There's nothing there. But here's one of my favorite subjects that came up in headlines. Dorinda Medley, who I don't even know, looks like a middle-aged white lady, vows to, quote, continue to look after my health and wellness, end quote, as she reflects on her 17-pound weight loss. I can't even say it without laughing. I had to read that the headline again because I was thinking, surely they mean 171 pounds. Not 17. No, it was 17. And so she vows to continue to look after her health and wellness after she lost 17. Look, I'm not trying. I don't know what's newsworthy anymore. I just don't. I'm out of the loop. I stopped listening to music in the mid-80s, okay? I don't know songs. I don't know movies. I don't know sports. It's just a waste of brain power. But whoever Dorinda Medley is, rip the Daily Mail is where I saw this headline. Do you seriously believe this is something people care about? 17-pound weight loss. Holy mother of Susan Powell. I got to end it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.